It's another tequila sunrise. I think I need a drink a doodle doo.
Drinking again.
Well, sad time. Let's wheel in the cart.
I love scotch. Scotch is got scotch. Tequila!
The beverage cart rolls in for the drink of the week. Guest bartender Kelly here. And she's taking, I see some different liquors out of the cart. I see some
muddy glasses.
Muddy, yes. Chocolatey glasses.
Which works already for the mudslide, right?
Right.
That's one of my twists on the normal mudslide. So we are doing vodka, Irish cream, and Kahlua. And we are doing 1.5 ounces of each.
Okay.
The mudslide is to honor Earth Day, which is tomorrow. And Earth Day started, holy wow, back in 1970. And
I have a little trouble with that cap there.
No doubt. I clearly need to hit the gym.
Really? Earth Day started back in 1970?
Uh-huh. Technically, the first day, or the first time was really 69, but didn't become official until 1970.
Wait, you just filled that whole glass with that.
I know. That's 1.5 ounces.
I see.
Times four.
Okay.
I wisely, pre-planned so that it makes it a little faster.
All right,
so there's our vodka. Another twist, even though it's chocolate theme, mm-hmm. I went with the vanilla vodka to see how that'll work.
That often goes with the chocolate martini, the
right.
Vanilla vodka.
And then also 1.5 ounces. It's really easy. 1.5 ounces of all three of the alcohols. So 1.5 ounces of the Irish cream. I got a new brand.
What's in the traditional mudslide? Chocolate?
No, just vodka and coffee liqueur.
Okay.
Correct.
She's really muddying it up, though.
I am.
Making it muddier.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's not about the dirty mudslide.
So, Chris, who is filming us on Facebook Live, by the way, you guys can all watch this back on Facebook Live. He actually mentioned what my inspiration for this was yesterday. I was trying to think of what can I do for Earth Day.
Yeah.
And back when I was in school, when we did do Earth Day celebrations, they made us create these like warm drinks. Did you guys ever do that?
No.
Yeah, so.
When I was in school, the earth was still cooling.
Right.
All right, so this is now all in our shaker. That's a full shaker too. We're gonna shake it, get it real cold.
A shaker leaks, by the way, so be careful with your dress.
Get it all over.
Yeah.
See my Earth Day dress though? It's like a camouflage.
Let's pour the drink.
Cheetah. Camouflage cheetah.
Keep it moving. Help her with the cap there.
All right. So I did muddy the glasses with chocolate drizzle, and then you chilled those so that hopefully it would kind of stay looking like mud once we pour it in.
And it has. The chocolate swirls have stayed intact on
awesome.
The side of the glass.
Looks like
it looks like a chocolate martini right now.
Yahoo. What's that?
Yoo-hoo.
Yoo-hoo.
Yahoo is a website.
Let's not give them any free advertising. All right, so the last thing we'll do is just sprinkle a little bit of shaved chocolate on top. Oh, well, it's not sticky. There we go. I thought it would float if I shaved it well enough. Okay, and we are ready to drink.
I must say,
did you spill mine?
The presentation of this is very classy, top-notch. It's pretty to look at.
I'm almost afraid to try it.
Let's go.
Diabetes just from holding it.
Whoa, too sweet.
Whoa.
Too sweet.
Strong though too, right, Oz?
Oh, yeah. Too much. It's overpowering.
Wow.
It's very sweet, but if you give the vodka time to work, it You know going in this is going to be a sweet drink. I couldn't sit here and, have more than one of these, but for a kind of a dessert drink and for what it is, I'm going to vote to swallow on this one.
Thank you, Raj. I think Dean should try one more sip just to see.
And I like a good chocolate martini from time to time.
After the strong, the chocolate when it comes in actually kind of makes it a little more mellow. The top chocolate is just 70% cacao,
ugh.
So there's...
No, that's insanely.
Clearly, he loves it.
Too sweet.
Yeah, too sweet for me.
Oh,
it's a spit.
Yes.
So it's a 2-2.
It is.
If you're voting to swallow.
Absolutely.
So, but you can try it for yourself. The recipe online at HoustonZeagle.com.
All right. That'll be posted on all our social media.
Yum, yum.
The Suzy Drink of the Week with guest bartender Kelly. A split decision today.
Boo.